Hello again. Now, last week, and that was a long time ago, 10,080 minutes to be precise, I was mentioning abdominal pain, tummy ache, or call it what you will. Last week, the topic was colicky pain. Now, we have more than other types, of course, of pain in the abdomen, and these can offer us clues as to what's happening. The abdomen, the guts, are full, of course, of various organs, all packed in there, their own characteristics, and ways to express themselves when things go awry. Sometimes the coverings lend nerves from other areas that are connected, often pre your body's arrival in the world, in other words, as a very tiny fetus. So we might find ourselves sometimes with unexpected links. For example, shoulder tip pain can arise from the liver area. Knee pain can arise from the ovaries. Discomfort in the shoulder blades can come from the pancreas. Appendicitis can be felt at the belly button. Kidney pain can be felt in the groin. It's all about connections and inflammation. Last week, the notion of something being stuck, kidney stones for example, causing severe colicky pain, sharp pain coming and going. Well, imagine what happens if the area becomes, well, really quite angry or inflamed. Appendicitis or a kidney infection or an inflamed pancreas. The pain is quite different in character. Constant, nagging, more likely the signal felt in these sort of areas. Often, one leads to the other. In other words, you can have gallstones. Suddenly you decide to jam in the neck of the gallbladder, just under the liver edge, the right upper side of the tummy. The nerves rising from the middle of the back and moving belt-like round both sides, so gallstone pain, or what we call biliary colic, is often felt both sides under the liver area, but also like a belt or band around the lower ribs, both sides. If the gallbladder becomes inflamed, the pain then starts to become more persistent and constant, but in that area, and felt where the site of trouble actually now is. Likewise, with appendicitis, this little finger of potential trouble is usually found in the right bottom corner of the tummy. Pain from here, often initially being sent to the nerve headquarters deep in the centre of the belly, the so-called celiac plexus of nerves. If the appendix continues to cause problems, become inflamed, etc., the areas around it will start to let you know as inflammation or angry sounding appendix spreads its nuisance value. So the pain shifts to that area. Hence the classic appendicitis story might be tummy ache, middle of the belly, coming and going, moving into the right lower area, the so-called right iliac fossa, and then it becomes persistent. Here an inflamed appendix involving the surrounding gut lining will make the area no-go for movement or pressure as the body tries to fight off this infection by walling off the whole thing. So, that's what happens with appendicitis. And if you press the area quickly, take your hands away. Oh, it really is it's uncomfortable. This is called rebound tenderness. It's a classic reflex of early peritonitis. Similarly, the gallbladder will do this pain thing on and off for that lingering issue, and then one day may become inflamed. Again, the pain persists, angry in nature, it's just constant. In this case, though, if the gallbladder becomes angry, it impinges on neighbouring areas. Some of them are a bit important. Key thing here, the key kit being the larger tube that the gallbladder connects to, the bile duct. This several millimeter diameter pipe carrying bile from the liver to the guts. Bile is used to break up fat in our food, a bit like washing up liquid. It allows the fat to be broken down into tiny little particles that are more amenable to being digested. However, impinge or block this little tube and the bile backs up. Result, you go yellow, you get jaundiced. Lemon yellow. The urine darkens like tea minus the milk, and your poos turn lighter and a bit weird. Floating on the toilet, really, you can't flush them away. Lovely. So there we are. That's bellyache part two, if anybody's slightly interested, more likely nauseous by now. But that's it, I think, for this week. No part three with bellies. Until next week. Cheerio.